You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. So I guess the Coast Guard had to rescue Russell Crowe over the holiday. Did you guys hear about this? Russell Crowe, wasn't he Master and Commander? Yeah, I guess Russell Crowe was kayaking with his friend in Cold Spring Harbor off Long Island Sound on September 1. The pair lost track of time, headed into shore at dusk, landed at Huntington Beach, 10 miles from when they began their journey. I guess Coast Guardsmen from Coast Guard Station Eaton's Neck were patrolling the area when they heard Crowe yell from shore around 10 p.m. The actor and his friend paddled over to the 25-foot rescue boat and were taken aboard for lift back home. Okay, so I mean, it wasn't as dramatic as the headline said. Huh, Russell Crowe. I know. You know, you always wonder, you know, how much training do these people get? You know, I'd like to think, like, when I watch Scrubs, you know, that Turk and JD really learned some medicine. Like, did George Clooney pick anything up when he filmed ER? You know, I would watch ER in medical school, and the accuracy was phenomenal. You knew that doctors, well, not the whole dramatic stuff, you know, who's sleeping with who. But, you know, when they were running the codes, you knew that there were ER docs there. Right? And I'd be watching it. I'm like, okay, they're right on. They're right on. They're right on. I'm like, well, wait a second. Well, George Clooney now knows now how to handle SVT, how to handle asystole, how to handle supraventricular tachycardia. I mean, George Clooney must memorize his scripts. Someone needs to ask him that. Okay, from your ER days, what do you do with SVT? Probably like, you know, and shake his head and look all sexy. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. George Clooney's sexy. He really doesn't have to know any answers. But you just kind of wonder, do these actors learn anything? All right, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, today on the Dr. Dahlia Show, normal blood sugar that's starting to look a little high has been linked to brain shrinkage. Shrinkage of the brain. The brain shrinks. Okay. Don't worry. Male body parts should still be fine. So we're going to talk about, for some of you whose sugar is not high enough to be slapped with the diagnosis of diabetes, we're still finding that it's enough to maybe cause dementia. There's some more heart attack news information on arteries hardening, another household product linked to cancer. We're going to have to find some sort of good news, but hopefully your phone calls and phone messages and emails will definitely make life a lot more interesting. So call in. I mean, the stuff is interesting. It just, I don't like the negative. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, we got Scott working the dials. We got Kyle working the dials. I know George is running around here somewhere. It's raining, man. Hallelujah. So I think we're going to be okay today. I think we're good. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yeah, I was wondering, is it safe for the woman to have anal sex from a man? It should be interesting.
Is it safe? I mean, here's the thing. Your rectum is not designed, I know some people may beg to differ on this one, but for the female, the vagina is supposed to be what, invites, shall we say, the male sex organ to impregnate her. The rectum, not really built for it. So in terms of safety, there's a risk that she'll tear. There's a risk she could have a fissure, she could have bleeding, and then infection could get in to that site. When men have sex, the risk of HIV obviously increases because of the rectal passageway. Yet a female has a more difficult time acquiring HIV if the sex is vaginally than it is rectally. Why? Well, we've talked about the vagina. It's a hostile environment. The vagina is known in the medical community to provide a very hostile environment to bacteria, viruses, etc. Because ever since caveman days, men wouldn't really shower before they had sex. And so the vagina had to be prepared to take anything. You know, it might even mud, and be prepared to protect the host or the human. I know, sorry, ladies, in medicine, we're just hosts. We're a vagina and a host. Sorry. Tell your men, though, not to look at you that way, okay? Tell them to call you by your name. But technically, that's what we are. So the vagina has to make sure to protect the host. So any mud or dirt or lubricant or bacteria or viruses or syphilitic chancres or herpes vesicles or penile warts, hopefully the vagina can do some sort of warding off. Now, it can only do so much. Okay, the vaginal wall is not made of Superman's armor, right? Or Batman armor. No, it's not made of kryptonite. The vaginal wall can only do so much. And you'll still be able to give women STDs, gonorrhea, chlamydia, syphilis, HPV, HIV, etc. But it's a lot stronger than the anal mucosa. So in the medical community, we don't obviously recommend anal intercourse for women as the, am I getting through this okay without making people turn off the radio because they have kids in the car? I'm just answering this question. He wants to know if anal sex is safe. Now, what women need to do though is be very honest with their partners. If they like it, I understand nowadays people have sex using any orifice they have, nostril, ear. I guess I'm old school. I thought, you know, you only, you know, use whatever orifices, you know, were designed for. But I guess the ear is popular now. I don't know. But if she, you know, many women, they'll feel like they can't say they dislike it because I know that's the new wave of sex. Anal sex is big these days. And if she finds it at all uncomfortable, it's probably because she's tearing. All right? But if she likes it, just, you know, you guys just make sure you don't give each other an STD. Be careful. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So people with blood sugar levels at the high ends of normal could be on their way to dementia as well. Even though we've seen type 2 diabetes and shrinkage of the brain, which we call atrophy, and dementia, now they're saying people with high normal blood sugar. Now, they're not giving us the numbers of what high normal blood sugar would be, but I would say floating between 100 and 110, all right? Maybe even in the upper 90s. Remember, we want you under 100. So if you're anywhere between the 90s and the 110s in my office, I say you're flirting with diabetes. If you're over 110, I say you're pre-diabetic. Once I see that you're 120, 130, and then your glycohemoglobin, your sugary blood cell test is high, I sometimes call it. So I look at a variety of factors. I also look at your triglycerides, etc. All right, so this study was published in the journal Neurology. All right, now again, we don't want to panic anybody, okay? I mean, remember, as we age, our hippocampus, our amygdala, you know, your brain does lose volume. We call it atrophy, okay? But high blood sugar could increase that. Now, remember, why could this be happening? Well, my theory, which is what I discuss a lot when we talk about diabetes, is the whole, you know, concept of nature always wanting to go neutral. So if you have something salty, you bring in fluid. If you have something sugary, you bring in fluid. You know, so you would think you would have swelling, yet sometimes it causes a dehydrating effect. Now, there could be other reasons, maybe because of the high blood sugar or the higher sugar per every 10 per deciliter, you know, 10 points per deciliter, whatever. Maybe you aren't getting as good a blood flow. Maybe you aren't getting as healthy blood. Less healthy blood causes less vivaciousness to the brain tissue. So it's kind of an interesting study. I'm sure we're going to hear more about it later this week. But what it means is for those of you who have begged your doctor to not diagnose you with diabetes, and you have gone all these years with your doctor writing next to your blood work, all right, diet and exercise, diet and exercise. I do it too. I have patients all the time, doc, I don't want to take medications. Don't call me a diabetic. It'll ruin my insurance. You know, and they're not a real diabetic yet. So I'm like, all right, diet and exercise. But I'm sometimes like, look, we're going to have to poop or get off the pot one of these days on this. Keep in mind, just because your doctor doesn't write the diagnosis down on your chart or bill the insurance doesn't mean that the issue doesn't then exist. Okay? I think many of us have issues, and we just, you know, sweep it under the rug. What this study does is tell us, don't sweep it under the rug. Better not happen. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Dr. Dahlia, I have occasional bouts of heartburn that burn severely, almost to the point of you think you're having a heart attack, and can take a couple of swallows of Coke, and almost immediately the heartburn will go away. Mm-hmm. Sometimes happens once, twice a week, then it may not happen again for a month. What do you think this is?
Well, here's the thing. We usually don't say to drink soda when you have heartburn, because soda makes it worse. Okay? You have carbonic acid in your soda. And phosphoric acid, as opposed to baking soda, is sodium bicarbonate, which will cause things to become more basic. So we usually don't say drink soda. However, I have been in places where the heartburn bothers me, and I'll drink some of my husband's cold soda, and I feel better. And so you almost wonder if it could be a cooling mechanism to that, even though in the long run it's not good for you because the caffeine, the acid in it, causes more reflux. One though thought I'm wondering, sometimes it's not just heartburn, sometimes it's esophagitis, sometimes it's something called dysphagia. Dysphagia is where you're really not swallowing all your food or drink properly, and it feels like something gets stuck. And it burns, and it feels like pressure. It can actually feel like a heart attack. And then one theory is maybe you're drinking and dislodging it. You wonder. Or you're drinking soda to the point that it makes you burp, and the burp makes you feel better temporarily. Either way, you got to get it checked out. You need to have an endoscopy. Somebody taking a look. Look in there, seeing what is going down near that lower esophageal sphincter that connects basically the stomach to the esophagus to see what's going on. But usually we don't do soda. I remember probably a few months ago I was out of town and I had the worst heartburn and I had my husband go get me a milkshake. I have never done that because I don't like the calories. I don't want to take in the calories for a milkshake. But we just couldn't find a store with some antacid. So we went to and oh my God, that milkshake, it did the trick. You know, is it the cooling mechanism? Is it the milk? What was it? But, oh my gosh, I liked it too much. All right. And I don't like to drink milkshakes because of the calories. And I'm like, oh gosh, I almost wish that didn't happen because now if I have high heartburn, I am going to be craving a milkshake. But that's kind of counterintuitive in and of itself, right? When you have bowel issues, we usually avoid dairy, right? Yet a glass of milkshake seems to help with our heartburn. So there could be a variety of things going on, but for the most part, no soda, no caffeinated beverages, nothing like that when you have heartburn. Quite the opposite. Would rather you do like some Alka-Seltzer or some Tums or calcium citrate, calcium carbonate, well, calcium carbonate, not citrate, calcium carbonate, something that will help neutralize some of the acid. We don't want to completely neutralize, but, you know, kind of shave, increase some of the pH. The higher the pH, the less acidic. Great question, though. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, we were talking about just before how a lot of our blood sugar is high and high normal, and how even high normal blood sugar could be an issue, and how many people, you know, beg their doctor, don't give me the diagnosis, don't put me on any pills, I'll just work on it, but you still have a problem, and it looks like long term that could cause shrinkage of the brain, atrophy. Well, another report came out today saying 1 in 6 Americans has uncontrolled blood pressure. Now, a study came out last year saying 1 in 3 of us have high blood pressure, but this is 1 in 6 have uncontrolled blood pressure. What does uncontrolled blood pressure put you at risk for? Heart attack and stroke. They say 36 million Americans do not have their blood pressure under control, meaning systolic over 140, diastolic 90 or above. You walking around with a 140 over 90, that's high blood pressure. Okay? It used to not be. That used to be our cutoff point. Not anymore. Now we want you deep into the 120s, maybe even 60s if we can. But 120s over 70s will be fine. Of course, CDC Director Thomas Frieden says this contributes to 1,000 deaths in this country every day, causes $131 billion a year in healthcare costs. Now, they looked at about 22,000 Americans who participated in government surveys from 2003 to 2010 and found that more than 85% of those with poorly managed high blood pressure actually have health insurance. This isn't a lack of access or lack of health insurance issue. It's just it might not have been the right medication. Maybe they weren't keeping up with their medication. Remember, it's an art. Again, I use the word choreography a lot, but I consider myself a choreographer. You do a dance. I do a dance with people's bodies all the time. And I'm not talking bump and grind. I'm talking with their blood pressure. too much of an image. I'm talking blood pressure. Okay? It's a dance that you have to do. Why is your blood pressure high? Which is why I have such a beef when we get these recommendations. All right, well, with high blood pressure, you always start with the cheaper diuretic, and then maybe after the diuretic, you do the beta blocker to slow down the heart. No, 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 no. That may not be why you have high blood pressure. You may be having high blood pressure because the arteries are stiffening, which is something we're going to talk about after the break, where there's actually a new study that looks at the stiffening of your arterial walls. If your blood pressure is increasing because you have stiff arteries, well, giving you a diuretic will help maybe a little bit, but it's half-assed, halfway. All right? You know, we need to identify. I teach my medical students, before you throw someone on a blood pressure medicine, I know you guys are taught to do a diuretic, a water pill. Ask yourself, why does this person have high blood pressure? If they're 45 years old and they live in the middle of the desert and they always appear to not be getting enough fluid, do you really think dehydrating them anymore is going to solve their blood pressure problem? Why do they have blood pressure to begin with? Well, maybe the arteries are stiffening. Maybe it's a renin-angiotensin system. You know, figure it out first, and then you assign a medication to that. It's a dance. It's a ballet. It's a waltz. It's a tango. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
So what happened? You used to be a guy with a busy romantic life. Now things are different, but they don't have to be. Finally, there's a male enhancement formula that's clinically tested for increasing your drive and performance. All natural, TestoCharge can help upgrade your romantic life by rapidly boosting your libido. And TestoCharge will boost your performance, guaranteeing full satisfaction. In a clinical study with this formula, 85% of men reported an improvement in drive and desire. Presto Charge works. No more letdowns, just more of the passion you remember. See for yourself with your own risk-free trial. But hurry, today's risk-free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415. Don't let your sex life fade away. Get Testo Charge. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle working the dials. We got Scott also on hand. Busy day today on the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, let's talk about pretty quickly. We were just talking about diabetes and not underestimating having normal to high blood sugar. Same thing with blood pressure. 1 in 6 people with high blood pressure that have health insurance that go and see the doctor still aren't in good control. Now, another similar study came out today saying that stiffening of the wall of the aorta, the main blood vessel that comes out of the heart, is linked with increased risk of high blood pressure. Now, the aorta, remember, is the largest artery of the body. This sucker's strong. Okay, you have a heart pump. Now, that heart pump has to, with all its pressure, distribute blood throughout the body. The aorta is the main pipe that takes this pressure and transmits the blood, right? Well, they find in this study, from the U.S. National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute's Framingham Heart Study, that the higher aortic stiffness is associated with higher risk of newly developed high blood pressure. All right? Now, some of you are like, well, duh, heart beating against a stiffer pipe causes blood pressure. I heard about that on the Dr. Dahlia Show years ago. Well, of course you did, because I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. See, a lot of times I teach you guys things before they make it generally known to the general public, right? Yeah, they do. That's what I'm here for. Hey, I used to listen to Dr. Dina Dell, same thing. I learned, from Dina Dell before I would learn about it from the general public, and sometimes in between medical school. So that's just what we do. So anyway, the analysis where researchers looked at 7 years of data of more than 1,700 people showed that higher aortic stiffness, stop the giggles, aortic stiffness was associated with a higher risk of newly developed high blood pressure, and it could contribute to high blood pressure rather than being the result. So they're saying that common knowledge or interpretation of what high blood pressure is that the arteries stiffen as a result of high blood pressure. I never taught you that. You see why if you listen to me, you really get the facts. You see that? Of course the blood vessels don't become stiff in high blood pressure. You get stiff, and then you get the high blood pressure. Stop the giggles. And then you get the high blood pressure. Okay, for those of you that want to break down your magazine store, you could find it at the Journal of the American Medical Association. Okay, so what does this mean? What do you guys care about stiff aortas and all that? Well, all right, the stiffer the blood vessels, that means your heart has to beat against a stiffer pipe. Blood pressure could be up. Now, what will help people with that type of blood pressure? The calcium channel blockers and the ACE inhibitors. I mean, actually, all the medicine could technically help, but my first choice for somebody with arterial stiffness would be the calcium channel blockers. Now, how do you test arterial stiffness? Well, we don't really do a lot of testing. We don't like to go in there and mess with the aorta. We don't like to touch it too much. So a lot of times, it's kind of looking at the whole situation. If I have, let's say, a 29-year-old whose blood pressure is starting to rise, I doubt it's arterial stiffness. But if I have somebody who's middle-aged, well into their middle age, and the blood pressure is just gradually increasing, that would make more sense and make more of an argument that the vessels were stiffening. Now, many of you have the blood pressure where you were normal and then all of a sudden you just spiked. You're like, wait a second, I was always kind of 130, 140, and now all of a sudden I'm in the 160s? What? That to me wouldn't make me think of arterial stiffening as much as your renin-angiotensin system that decides to spike to keep blood pressure up as a defense mechanism. Now, mind you, any of the medicines out there, the beta blockers, the alpha blockers, the water pills, the calcium channel blockers, the ACE inhibitors, the ARBs, they could all help. But, you know, I can't stand seeing people on 4 or 5 medicines because the diuretic was tried and that didn't do it. So then they added the beta blocker because that's how we were taught 15 years ago in medical school. And many doctors still practice that way. And even medical students are still taught, try the water pill first, then the beta blocker. Then if that doesn't work, the calcium channel blocker. You know, no. Figure out what the heck's going on. You figure out what the heck is going on and then you fine tune to the patient. So arterial stiffness does better with calcium channel blockers. Now, what medicines are in the calcium channel blocker family? I'm asking you. What makes you think I know? Now, anyway, I know. Your amlodipine, which is in Norvasc. Your Cardizem, Diltiazem, medicines like Tiazac. Those types of medicines, usually the ones that are pretty cool to say, Norvasc, Tiazac, Diltiazem. I mean, real manly sounding medications. Those are calcium channel blockers. Okay? Your ACE inhibitors, Lisinopril, Zestril, Enalapril. You know, kind of more pretty girly names. Those are your ACE inhibitors. Okay? Now, the ARBs, you want to know why the ARBs came out. Okay? The ARBs came out not so much because the ACE inhibitors had the cough. It's pharmaceutical companies were tired of these medicines sounding so girly. So they came out with Losartan. You know, Hyzar. They had to go back to the manly names. Because remember, who usually gets diagnosed with blood pressure first, the man or the woman? The man. Who usually does not want to take a medication when the doctor gives it to you? A man. So these pharmaceutical companies, And these chemical type companies are like, we're going to formulate something. We've got to make it manly sounding. All right, so that's why those medicines are better. But I look, it's okay. I won't tell anybody. Some of you are on Zestril, Lisinopril, Benazepril. Honestly, I think it's sexy. Really, honestly, if a man is on his ACE inhibitor and he's proud of it, I'm good with it. I'm good. I think it's sexy. And honestly, if your woman makes fun of you or the guys that you play poker with make fun of you, just smack them upside the head. No. Don't smack your wife upside the head. Sorry about that. No. But you know what I mean. Okay, don't let them give you any crap about you being on a girly sounding blood pressure medicine. It's not a girly blood pressure medicine. These ACE inhibitors are some of my favorite. I put men on it. Like, oh, but it sounds girly. I don't care. You're going to go on it. I mean, do you really have to, are you like wearing a t-shirt telling everybody what your blood pressure name is? Really? Nobody needs to know except your doctor, or your pharmacist. And if your pharmacist gives you crap, go see a new pharmacist. Trust me, nobody will. But I know those ARBs. Some of you ask, I want some Losartan. I want some Diavan. And then top it with an Atacand chaser. Yeah, they do sound manly. They do kind of burly. I get it. But just take the medicine that works. Okay, so, like I've said many times before, if you have the type of blood pressure that spikes, you're going to be in the ACE inhibitor family or the ARB family. If you guys aren't writing this down quick enough, email me at drdahlia.com, and I'll tell you what to talk to your doctor about. I'm sure your doctor knows this stuff. If you have arterial stiffening where your blood pressure has very slowly creeped up over the years and you have genetic high blood pressure, mom, dad had it, you may benefit from calcium channel blockers. Keep in mind those calcium channel blockers may make your legs swell. They relax the vessels so much you get a little too much relaxation. Your ACE inhibitors, the ILS, Zestril, Benazepril, Enalapril, etc., those medicines also do some vasorelaxation. They do relax the blood vessels a little bit. Because, again, what does ACE inhibitors do? Vasoconstrict. The angiotensin system vasoconstricts, tightens up when it notices blood pressure is low. Remember I used that shooting analogy? You get shot, you're starting to bleed, your angiotensin-renin system in the body realizes less blood flow is coming to the kidneys and then tightens everything up with vasoconstriction. So when you ACE inhibit that, use an ACE inhibitor, prevents the constriction, relaxes the vessels. But sometimes it can also give you a little cough. So if you get a cough, then we go up to the ARBs. Beta blockers are great if you have high heart rate. Heart rate is too high, slow down the heart, relax the blood flow. Also, they're the cardiologist's favorite medication because it prevents overworking of the heart. Because it slows it down slightly, not over slowing it down. And then also the water pills. Water pills always kind of give the ACE inhibitors a little bit of a boost. They kind of decrease some of the extra fluid in the body. We've noticed blood pressure to go down. But a lot of you, I think, are under-medicated just being on a diuretic for your blood pressure. And if you're going to take medicine, you do it right. Okay, don't take a pharmaceutical. Because you dislike pharmaceuticals and you're trying to take a weaker pharmaceutical for something you have. You're going to take a medicine, just take the right one. I'd rather you be on one good one than two or three halfway ones. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beet Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says 1 in 3 adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increase stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget we have a Dr. Dolly app. It is free on Android phones. Go to my website and download it, or go to your app store and download it. We are still working on the iPhone app, so be patient with that. But for those of you with the droids, you can go ahead and download the Dr. Dolly app. It's great. You can listen to the Dr. Dolly Show whenever you want, just in case you miss it. on any of our fabulous affiliate stations or XM. You know, we prefer you listen, you know, through the affiliates and XM, but we understand sometimes it's 3 in the morning and you can't sleep and you need something to put you to sleep. So you listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. I get that. Don't forget, we are booking for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. It is going to be a phenomenal, beautiful cruise inside Passage, and we are absolutely excited about it. Already booking, got a lot of good stuff planned, and it's probably going to be one of your best vacations. And not because I'm there. Trust me, you're going to definitely get alone time, but it's going to be a phenomenal event. So go to my website, find the Dr. Dahlia cruise area on the website. I guess there's a tab. You guys need to go somewhere next summer. You got to take a vacation. We all do. All right. I need a vacation for Dr. Dahlia. No, that it won't be that kind of a vacation. All right. Don't forget also when you play around on Facebook a little bit later tonight or today, find the Dr. Dahlia Show. Search us out. I would love to connect. It is so much fun to actually see who's listening. And you guys are just so sweet. It's great. And so I love being able to connect with you on the Dr. Dahlia Show fan page. I handle all my own tweets and Dr. Dahlia stuff. It's because I can't pay anybody enough to do it for me. 1-877-DOC. Oh, let's go to the phone lines. We've got someone on the phone line. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. I had a comment, actually, to make regarding you were talking about water picking and basic dental hygiene. And I read a study, because my family's in the dental industry, where hygiene has been linked to lower Alzheimer's and dementia. With good, as long as you have good hygiene, you have lower chance of having dementias, including Alzheimer's, if that made more sense right there. Just thought I'd get your take on that.
Yeah, no, great question. We know that good teeth hygiene, and thank you for listening, by the way. You see how my listeners pay attention? I was talking about water picking and hygiene the other. You see how good? See, very good. I don't even have to pop quiz some of you. Okay. We know that poor dental hygiene is linked to heart issues and inflammation of the heart. So it would make sense that it could lead to dementia. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of studies where we are linking poor dental hygiene and dental health to Alzheimer's, dementia, cognitive decline. What we do have a lot of studies demonstrating is people losing their luster or passion for cleaning their teeth could be a sign of dementia, Alzheimer's. One of the first things people with dementia and Alzheimer's may do is not take care of their teeth. Forget to take care of their teeth, forget to floss. Now remember, when you are taking care of an Alzheimer's patient, you have an Alzheimer's patient in the family, or you're a doctor, a nurse practitioner, PA, et cetera, nurse taking care of an Alzheimer's patient, many of us gain our patience with dealing with the patient because we realize that they are going back through childhood almost year by year. So, for example, somebody with mild cognitive impairment may act like a 6-7-year-old. All right. Now, what do 6-7-year-olds do? They get a little insulted by things sometimes. Sometimes they could do some goofy things, may not match their clothes as appropriately, right? Definitely will forget to brush your teeth. May not volunteer to shower. See what I mean? So as a sign, sometimes the first sign of dementia or Alzheimer's, remember, those are completely, though, different. Alzheimer's is a type of dementia. Dementia is loss of cognitive function, memory, ability to do certain tasks, whereas Alzheimer's is a subset of dementia. Many dementias are caused by cardiovascular issues, cerebrovascular issues. You having high cholesterol, high blood sugar, high cholesterol throwing little plaques. So multi-infarct dementia is more common than Alzheimer's, but and I think comes on sooner. Rarely you'll see Alzheimer's come on earlier, but a lot of multi-infarct dementia, you know, you notice it being middle-aged going, I'm forgetting some things. You may not be in full-blown dementia, but that could be the start of things. And my people with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes have less memory ability than those that don't. So interesting. But anyway, so, you know, sometimes you just kind of need to date where you think your relative is. And I'll ask my patients about their parents, right, and go, all right, what kind of things are they doing? All right, you know, they're forgetting to brush their teeth, they're forgetting to get dressed, they're throwing food under the table, trying to dump their food on another kid's plate. Well, you could already start going, okay, we're looking at kind of a 5-year-old, 4-year-old type of mentality. Sometimes, unfortunately, like, you know, with one of our family members, would just start taking off their clothes. Yeah, didn't like the clothes, didn't like they felt like running around. And you know, 2-year-olds do that. A lot of 2-year-olds. My kids, when they were 2, they hated clothes. They'd be in their diaper, take off the diaper. They thought it was funny. Take off the diaper, run around without a diaper. I'm like, oh, no, because you're going to go poo-poo house. Put the diaper on. They thought it was cute. Yeah, they were potty training. So we put them in the pull-ups because they thought the tabs were so fun to make noise. You know, you had that Velcro, that sound. My kids love taking off their clothes and running around naked. I'm like, no, not happening. Not happening. So you could sometimes, based on when you raised kids, know where you are in terms of that stage of the dementia. When you have a relative that will just start going out like mine did, just start leaving the house in the middle of the night, running around outside, darting in between cars, you're looking at a 1-2-year-old, right? Right in terms of that. So you know that's a severe form of dementia. So, you know, to answer your question, we don't have enough studies proving that poor dental health will cause the dementia in and of itself. However, we have the opposite is true, where somebody forgetting to brush their teeth and all of a sudden they're starting to rot their teeth. Bad food choices, bad tooth hygiene could be a form of dementia. All right. Great question. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember, if any of you can't listen to the show when I'm live, we do have the Dr. Dali Show on demand. Like I said, not only do we have the Android app, if you don't have an Android phone, there's an on-demand button. You can listen to the Dr. Dali Show anytime. We try to pack through as much information as possible. We really like to pack it in there. And then you can always email me. If you have any questions, email me. A lot of you truckers out there, you're on the Trucker Forum, truckerforum.net. So luckily the guys at Trucker Forum put me up on their website put me up on their site so I could help answer your medical questions. So I'm answering a lot of medical questions in that Trucker Forum. I love it. All right. Another quick story. An Arizona woman gets a hospital bill after she received anti-venom treatment for a scorpion sting, but this hospital bill was huge. She says the bill from Chandler Regional Medical Center. Chandler, if I remember, because I grew up in Phoenix, I think Chandler is to the south. I could be wrong. Of Phoenix. $83,000 for 2 doses of anti-venom at nearly $40,000 per dose. The Arizona Republic says her insurer has paid more than the $57,000. Well, probably wrote most of it off and paid whatever they wanted to. But the Phoenix hospital is asking for $25,000 for the balance. She lives in Ahwatukee Foothills. I remember Ahwatukee in the 70s. They had the House of the Future. You guys remember that? The Ahwatukee House of the Future. You could hit a button and the roof would open up, right? I mean, all this cool stuff we would think is archaic now. Anyway, I guess she needed the anti-venom Anascorp. It relieved her symptoms, but insurance doesn't pay for it. What do you do in that case? Avoid scorpions, people, please. All right, guys, great show. Cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. Please follow me on Facebook and Twitter. But most of all, be safe and God bless.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.